This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And we talk about fishing, and we talk about hunting, and we talk about crabbing, and we talk about the great outdoors and critters and shooting stuff and catching stuff and eating stuff, don't we? You know? So if you're up and you're listening, feel free to give us a call here at 410 WCBM 680. We are giving a muzzleloader away again in November. Probably won't give it away till the first week of December. Then we're giving another one away in December. So we've already got people signing up during the week for the November giveaway on email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We touched base with CVA last week. Did not get a return email, in case you're listening. I think my guy might be out on vacation or on a hunting trip or something like that, or the marketing guy that I deal with at CVA, because I had a question for him, and he didn't get back to me even via phone. So I'm just going to assume he's out of the office at the fine offices of BPI Guns and CVA.com, so forth. But you can go on their website, take a look at all the great muzzleloaders that they have, and you know the Bergera barrels and some of the fine firearms. I don't have a CVA centerfire, but Mrs. Ellis, if you're listening, it's probably not a bad idea. Oh, she is listening. Hey, girl, how are you? So, I don't know. Not much happened this week. We went to press on Monday. Crazy day Monday. Going to press for the Hunting Quarterly, the winter issue. Turned around and got it back to us Wednesday, which was pretty good. Just been a busy week. Been kind of traveling around all over the place. Talked to all of our radio sponsors this week. Talked to, a lot of people out there, getting the magazine out. And we're just here to share our show today with all of you. Election Day, of course, is Tuesday. Have you heard? Yeah, Tuesday is Election Day. I don't know if you've heard anything about any elections coming up or anything, but just a reminder for those of you who haven't been paying attention, Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th. It is a very important day. It's also the birthday of one of our measures for bucks, bears, stags, and we've been getting some really nice deer in and some pretty good entries in on that. Bucks-bears-stags.com and on Facebook too, Bucks Bears Stags, Facebook, however you find it on Facebook. But anyway, here we are. Let's talk to Larry all the way down there in Georgia, where there's a hot election for governor that a lot of Hollywood folks have shown up there. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. Thank you so much.
What's up?
Okay, so here's my situation. I've got a couple hunting rifles, like I've got a 30-06, etc. But I'm looking for something for like maybe long range hunting or bigger game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing my research into a 338 with a mag or a 300 with a mag.
Right.
And I want to ask you your opinion. How would you compare them? Which is better and why?
Well, all right.
I'm thinking of getting a semi-automatic over a bolt action one. So what's your opinion about that too?
Okay. Semi-automatic, you're going to lose accuracy. Over a bolt action, it's just not as solid of a system. I mean, unless you go to a Browning automatic rifle, but you're not going to be able to get the barrel length that you want. I'd recommend something like a Browning X-Bolt Hell's Canyon if you're going to do long range, or even consider a custom rifle. Now, I don't know what you're calling long range. Are you calling 300 to 500 yards long range, or you call them 1,000 yards long range. If you're looking
800 to 1,000.
Yeah, if you're looking at 1,000 yards, then you a 338 might be just a little heavy for that. But you know, are you looking at like a Lampua or something like that?
Nothing. Good question. I understand. They're very heavy.
You know, yeah, they are extremely heavy. Yeah, yeah. Whereas you can get the X-Bolt in the long-range version, the McMillan version or long-range version. That's the Hell's Canyon model. And that comes in calibers like 308 and 6.5 Creedmoor, which is another good round. It's a little bit smaller, but it's fast and long-range. So it'll work on animals... deer and elk. I don't know if I'd maybe a moose, but I would probably go with more. If I'm going moose hunting, I'm going to take my 300 Win Mag, and okay, I killed my bear out in Garrett County at 200 yards with the 300 Win Mag, very accurate. I plan on putting it in the blind for sika deer hunting in firearm season because I've got to reach out there 225 yards, in some cases a little further across the marsh. So I feel very confident with the 300 is going to do the job. It's a great caliber, 180 grain hand load is what I use. Actually, Randy out at Battery Warehouse loaded those for me, and what a fantastic shooting firearm it is. And that's the old A-bolt from Browning. I've got a 4-14 power scope on it. And sometimes even better than your caliber is your optics. That is what I would spend. I would spend as much money on my optics as I would, or as much money as you can afford putting good quality optics on your long range firearm. And then, you know, quite frankly, there's a lot of information, a lot of help online, but if you have the opportunity and the money, go to a long range shooting school. I have a director, on the Maryland Hunting Coalition. His name is Dale Gertz, and I ran into him, believe it or not, he lives in Southern Maryland, and Anne Arundel County, and I ran into him down in, Dorchester County at one of the shooting ranges. At Delmarva Sporting Clays, and he wanted to shoot the 500-yard range. And he had been to these courses and classes and was telling me about, you know, hitting a 4 or 5 inch target at, 1,000 yards and things like that. And it has to do with reading the wind, reading the heat coming off the ground, you know, looking for and, you know, it's a science. It's not just a Hail Mary type of thing, but, he put some good shots at 500 yards out on the target range, and then he didn't kill his bighorn to complete his slam at any range like 500, but he was certainly prepared for it. And he had a I think it was a 290 or 300 yard shot on a bighorn. So, you know, if you're looking for something like that, those are just a few things I'm throwing out there. So the little longer barrel on the Browning, on the long range Browning, Hell's Canyon, or a nice X-Bolt, 6.5 to 300 Win Mag is going to be fine. Winchester also makes a short mag. You know, if you want to go step up to that 338, you're certainly welcome to do that. Now that's more for bigger, dangerous game. That's your moose, that's your brown bears and things like that, but your call.
Can I ask you another fast question?
Do it.
Thank you so much. I understand that a bolt action is a bit more active than a single automatic.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, one, is the difference larger than small? Second question, can you give me any recommendations on a good optics, good sight?
Sure. Bolt action is far more accurate than a semi-automatic firearm, and it's just simply because the shooting system, the lockup, and everything else on the on the action is a little bit better. I just find them. You know, you're not reacting with another fast follow-up shot. You know, you've got to take your time and you'll be on target if you come up with a second shot on that bolt action, because you takes, you know, even though you can work that bolt and it might take a second or two to do that, gives you an opportunity to get back on target. Whereas with a semi, you might want to just crank one or two or three out there without, you know, without thinking. You're not shooting waterfowl when you're shooting big game. You're shooting, mm-hmm. you're shooting big game, and you want to make sure your shot is accurate. And quite frankly, if you have that very, very fast follow-up shot, you're gonna peek. You're gonna look, and you're gonna pull your shot off. Now,
any recommendations on optics?
On optics, yes,
yeah.
On optics. I would go with the best you can afford.
Okay.
At bare minimum, I would go with something that Nikon makes. That's bare minimum. The next step up is Leupold. Or Leupold, uh-huh. or however you say that, and I'm switching out all my optics over to Leupold. Everything I had on a lower end, a Simmons, a Bushnell, or something like that, I'm stepping up to Leupold as I can afford it. Okay.
Okay.
And then you want to go beyond, and about the same par as Zeiss, and a little bit up from that is going to be. Let's see. I can't think of the name of it. Why can't they make jewelry too? Or not? What is it?
You'll think of it.
Yeah, I'll think of it. But I just can't say the name right now. They have you know, collectible glass and jewelry and things like that.
Is it
what?
Vortex? Am I saying it right?
Vortex. Vortex is in that. Vortex falls in that mid range okay. that we were talking about. Vortex. There's a couple. Hawk is another one. There's some other good optics out there. But why can't I think of it? It has an unusual sounding name. Oh, come on, Alan. It's not Zeiss. It's Robin. You would know. I'll think of it. Anyway, go with the best optics you can afford.
Hey, thank you so much. I sure do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
And if anybody can help Larry out with optics, let me know. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. There he goes. Why can't I think about it? Yes, Zorofsky. Thank you, Charles. Thank you very much. Yep, Swarovski, S-W-A-R, however, Swarovski. Yes, that's the one. Yes, indeed. Thank you. That's a very fine scope. I can't afford one. Burroughs makes another nice scope, too. Burroughs is a good scope. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6. 680 is our phone number. So, how about this? The North Dakota Democratic Party. Hi, Robin. We got it, baby.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah. Zorofsky. North Dakota Democratic Party discourages hunters from voting. How about that? The North Dakota Democratic Party is discouraging hunters from voting in the upcoming election. Now, if I live in North Dakota, I'm probably a hunter, okay, claiming they could lose their out-of-state hunting licenses if they do so. Attention, hunters, if you vote in North Dakota, you may forfeit hunting licenses you have in other states. If you want to keep your out-of-state hunting licenses, you may not want to vote in North Dakota. The ad says, and it links to a similar warning on the North Dakota Democratic NPL website. Democratic NPL is a third party that ruled North Dakota politics, and they merged with the Democratic Party in Washington in, I think, in the 50s, but they still call them NPL. And here's what the other message is. By voting in North Dakota, you could forfeit your hunting licenses. You must be a resident of North Dakota to vote here. And if you're a resident of North Dakota, you may lose hunting licenses you have in other states. They don't explain how, but the ad is linked to the Hunter Alert Facebook page, which appears to have been created earlier this week. Facebook notes it was paid for. The Hunter Alert Facebook page was paid for by the North Dakota Democratic NPL Party. Why would the Democrats in North Dakota discourage hunters from voting? Why do you think? Let's talk to Mark in Towson. There's a question for Mark. You know these things, Mark.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to Chris, and he said that it, I called up. I thought it was Swarovski you were
it
talking
about. It is Swarovski.
About.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. It is, yeah. Indeed.
They're an interesting company. Family owned.
Yep.
Yeah, this, you know, it's funny. Every 2 years, this election is the most important one in our lifetime, but it always is.
That's true. That is true.
If you stay home, unless you affirmatively protect your rights, they can go away just that fast.
That's correct.
It's a tragedy that you always have to be so on the defensive, but you really do.
That's true. That's true. I mean, you gotta be vigilant in this day and age. You gotta understand who you're voting for. A friend of mine has subscribed to me. That's a group called National Write Your Congressman, NWYC. And it looks like something from New York City, but that's where, you know, when NWYC comes up on my email, I know that there's an issue out there. And this week was the one about funding the wall on the border. And it says, you know, let your elected officials know. And they give you a little email formula and talking points and so forth, and you send it, you hit the button, and it sends it to the president, it sends it to all your senators and all your delegates. And one of the things that you can say is, I'd like to hear your views on this subject. And I think I've talked about this on the air before. You send it out to six people, and you get one response, maybe two. And it's like, thank you for contacting me on this important issue. In order to give you a more detailed response, please contact my office in Washington. You know, one of those deals. They never answer your question, but at least they know you're paying attention.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, how many thousands of them they get, I don't know. I know that, email and phone calls and so forth does influence, votes in Annapolis to some degree, but the way it starts, the way you need to start out on a political phone call or email is this. I'm a registered constituent. I'm a registered voter and a constituent of yours in your district. That gets their attention. You know, if you just call or email and say, yeah, I'm opposed to this gun bill, you know, yeah, that doesn't do anything. But, you know, you've got to get their attention by saying, look, I can elect you or not. You know, I can vote against you or I can vote for you. Now, tell me where you stand on this issue. So,
well, I don't know if I've ever told you this. When my daughter was in college, she worked as a legislative aide on Capitol Hill.
Right.
And she had some real interesting experiences, one of which is, you're absolutely right. The only thing that matters to them is the possibility of getting reelected or not getting reelected.
Yep, you're right.
And when people would call up, they trained her to be very polite. But if it wasn't a constituent, they said, don't write anything down. Just pretend you are.
Really?
And yeah, it is that basic. If you're a constituent, they write it down, they pass it along, and they care. If you're not a constituent, they pretend that they're listening to you, but they just let you talk, and then they hang up the phone.
Right.
They really... You've hit the nail on the head, Alan.
Oh, yeah.
It is strictly a matter of, can this person vote for me? And as you've mentioned over the years, if you are not a registered voter, your voice counts for nothing.
That's correct.
Even if you are a constituent.
Yep.
And most people go all their lives and never communicate with an elected representative. So for the few people who do, they are disproportionately important.
Well, of course. Of course.
And if you want to protect our lifestyle, you have to register and you have to do something with it. You have to vote.
And guess what? You can't, if you're not registered, you can't vote in this election on Tuesday. Yeah. Because there's a cutoff on the election thing. Here's the other thing. People think, well, I don't want to register to vote. I'll get called for jury duty.
Doesn't matter if you drive a car.
Exactly. If you have a driver's license, you may get called for jury duty. And what's wrong with jury duty?
I've been through it only one time that I actually got impaneled and served on a jury. It was a very interesting process.
I
don't regret it.
I had you remember the Exxon case up there in northern Baltimore County?
Oh, I sure do.
The benzene got into the wells.
Yeah, the stuff leaked.
And pumping
it back.
Yeah, that's when I was called for jury duty.
Really?
And, you go through an oral interview, and then they handed you a 80-page questionnaire. They wanted to know what side you were on, or they wanted to know if you could be, down the middle. Apparently, I failed.
I got impaneled on a jury. I couldn't believe it, because, of course, they know what you do for a living.
Sure.
They could have inferred that I was a conservative person.
Right.
And it was a drug dealing case. And yeah. I was the alternate juror, so nobody ever got sick or anything, so I never did get to vote.
Yeah.
But if you got a minute, the really interesting thing for me is that during the lunch break on the second day of the trial, I lost track of time.
Oh, no.
I went tearing through Towson. I've never run that fast in my life. flew through metal detector, and I literally dove into the elevator like I was going for home base with three batters ahead of me. It wasn't so much embarrassing as I was really desperate to get back.
Sure.
And as the doors of the elevator close, I look up, and there's a man standing there looking down at me with a big smile, and it's the judge. And he says, don't worry, nothing starts till I get back.
That's good.
It was old Judge Bollinger.
Oh, no kidding.
The nicest, most professional man you could ever hope to meet.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, and afterwards, I'll tell you how it worked out. I wasn't allowed to deliberate, so I'm sitting there. I asked the bailiff if I could sit there and see how the thing turned out.
Right.
And I'm just sitting alone in the courtroom for about 45 minutes. And the bailiff comes in and says, the judge would like to see you in his chambers.
No.
And I'm thinking, oh, now what? He called me back, and he called to thank me for serving.
Really?
Yeah, he said, I'm a self-employed CPA. He said, like you, I was a self-employed attorney.
Right.
And I know what a sacrifice it is when you have to take time off.
Right.
During a work week. You're really losing money.
Yeah.
And he said, I wanted to thank you for being such a good citizen. You made no effort to get out of your responsibility, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, there you go.
Couldn't have been more gracious.
That's nice. Mark, thank you, sir. You have
a great week.
You have a wonderful weekend and a good week. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. There goes Mark. Okay. Swarovski, Swarovski. Swarovski. Or you could also Google rifle scopes I can't afford. And I'm sure that'll be one that comes up. Oh, man. Chuck is standing by in Ohio on a special hunt. But just before we do, I want to tell you about Bay Country Bakery. In Cambridge, they serve not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore, enough for everyone in camp. When I'm on Route 50 headed to or from the deer stand or duck blind, my mouth and belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. And I might just do that today on the way down to the Sicadure stand. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. You just might. You never know. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt, that's the app name, Onyx Hunt, O-N-X-H-U-N-T, is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. So whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. We're going to go to Chuck in Ohio. Good morning, Chuck. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You guys are having a heck of a time out there.
Yep, man. We've got great weather today.
Oh, that's good.
38 degrees on the truck, the thermometer as I'm driving over this morning.
So nice.
They'll be moving. They'll
No question. And what's the activity that you're seeing? Any pre-rut or rut activity yet?
Well, I can't answer that. I haven't, you know, been out in the blinds, but
right.
They're all seeing deer now. So
good. So, and this is strictly a bow hunt, right?
Yes, yeah, strictly a bow hunt. This is the first CCBA whitetail out of Jefferson, Ohio, which is southwest of Columbus.
Gotcha.
We're having a great time.
Well, from what I see on your social media page, it looks like you are. And I guess you've had some very successful hunters out there as well. You got anybody to wants to talk about it?
Well, I have the that's Braden. He's next.
Okay.
Right now, I have Devin for you.
Okay.
That picture yesterday of somebody looking at the inside of their eyelids.
Yeah, that would be Devin.
Yes. So here he is.
Okay.
He's right next to me, so he's go ahead.
All right. Hi, Devin.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I got a question for you.
What?
Are you caught up on your rest yet?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in the blind today, huh?
Yep.
How long does it take? How long are you able to stay awake when you're out there?
Not very long in the morning.
No? Well, they get you up so early. You're not used to getting up at home this early, are you?
No.
Yeah.
Not really.
Hey, Devin, let me tell you a little secret. All those guys that are giving you a rough time about sleeping in the blind... Devin?
Yeah.
All those guys that are giving you a rough time about sleeping in the blind? You know those guys?
Yeah.
They're kidding you about it. You want to know what happens?
What?
They all fall asleep in the blind.
That's true.
Yep. Well, good luck out there today, Devin.
Well, thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right. We're changing chairs around. And
all right.
Braden for you.
Okay, we got Braden or Aiden?
Braden.
Braden.
Our sniper. had a good day.
Yeah. We're going to call you Deadeye, Braden. All right.
He's right here.
Braden, you had a big day yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did. Tell us what happened in the morning.
Well, in the morning, I was sleeping.
Yeah. Okay.
My dad, I woke up and it said that there was a deer coming, so I got up. And it was getting ready to leave. It was walking and it was getting ready to leave, and my dad stopped it.
Yeah. What did he do? How did he stop it?
He went back. Yeah.
Yep.
And then, then I shot it, and he didn't go very far. He went probably, I don't know, 80 yards.
80 yards? Well, hey. And then what happened in the afternoon?
I was I'm sleeping again.
You guys do a lot of sleeping out there.
Yeah, and then I got woke up again.
Yeah.
And the other deer was coming.
Yeah.
It came through like a little river or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it came up and it turned broadside and I shot it.
Yeah.
He went probably, I don't know, probably 80 yards, something like that.
Got it. Got it, Braden. I appreciate that. Well, look, buddy, let somebody else talk. Congratulations from the Outdoors and Radio Show audience, okay?
Yep, thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right. Josh, come on. Come back here. Here comes Josh.
Josh, okay.
Yes.
All right, gotcha.
You know,
I got the story. Yep, I'm good.
Well, he's well known for two things this week in camp.
Two things in camp.
Yeah, well, he was Braden's guide yesterday.
Right.
And his other thing that you know about, I'm sure you're going to ask him.
All right, go. I will. Right. Don't put him on there.
Right. Here he is, Josh. Hey.
Hey, Josh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm good. Are you the guy with the big red beard or the other guy?
Yeah, I'm the guy with the big red beard.
The big red beard. I got you. Well, I'll tell you what, that Braden's a nice young man, and you put him on a couple deer, and I thought that was pretty good.
Now, yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, that was uneventful, correct? But I understand that I understand you spooked a couple deer the day before. What happened there?
Well, I ran into a couple of them teenage mutant ninja mice.
A teenage mutant ninja mice. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Inside the blind.
Inside the blind. They tried to attack me.
They did.
I had one jump down in my bibs.
did you feel like you were living the Mississippi squirrel revival there, brother?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get out, going down my leg, I kind of beat him. I was a little bit faster than him because I jumped off that ladder and yanked my bibs off, helped him out.
Uh-huh.
I bet,
and they didn't get the video, did they?
No.
Ah, that would have been so nice to see. Well, now you're known internationally, since we have listeners in New Zealand and Ecuador, as the guide with the mouse in his bibs.
Yeah. You got to be known for something.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, we'll have to write a song about that one. All right, John. Who's up next, buddy?
You want to talk to Herb, the hunt coordinator?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
All right. Come on, Herb. Grab a chair.
Morning.
Hey, Herb. How are you?
Good.
Good. We're having a little fun here, and I want to thank you as a member of the board for coordinating this hunt. And I'd like you to speak to our audience just a little bit. We hear these kids on the radio and so forth, but I'd like you to tell us a little bit about their physical limitations and things like that, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
I have Braden.
Right.
And how old are you, Braden? I'm 13. You have MD or MS?
Muscular dystrophy. MD, okay.
And then I have a little boy named Aiden.
Yep.
And he has sight, hearing, and learning disabilities.
Okay.
I have Hunter Smith.
Right.
He is 13. He has brachial plexus, which is on his right arm.
Right.
And I have Devin Ewing, and he was born with only partial of one hand.
Right.
And I have Skylar Falk. Skylar, what's your challenge? Weigh in the chair. He's dirt bike accident.
Dirt bike accident.
And he's paralyzed from waist down.
Mm-hmm.
and also brachial plexus in his left arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Todd. He is 46. He was in a snowmobile accident. Can't use his left arm. He's paralyzed on the left arm side. He can walk with his arm. And then I have a fellow named Paul Phillips, which is also in a motorized wheelchair, and his paraplegia is in the waist down.
Herb?
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. There's not many people who would give their time and their effort to do what you're doing out there, and we greatly appreciate your effort. And you know, it is a Herculean effort to pull this off, to get the sponsors, the people who are willing to donate pizzas and breakfast, and you know, the volunteers to come and help, and the guides to come and do it out of the goodness of their heart, because nobody gets paid in this effort. This is an effort to share the heritage and the tradition of hunting with these youngsters, because it's something that their parents love, it's something that they love, and they don't have an opportunity on a regular basis to do something like that. So I just want to say, Herb, again, God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate all your efforts on this. And I don't know what to say other than that. And it sounds like everybody's having a wonderful time. And you've had some successful hunters, and everybody's getting along. And it's just a great thing. You have a true blessing out there. In the ground blinds and in camp. So just, you know, bathe in that and receive that whatever reward is coming your way.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man. Let's talk Chuck.
All right. Hey.
Hey, Chuck. Yes, sir.
I got John Broad here right now.
John. Okay, good.
Here he is.
Thank you.
Oh, great guy.
Hey, John. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing great.
Good. Sounds like everybody's having a good time.
Yeah, I feel like a road warrior.
You've been all over. You've been all over. I just expressed special thanks to Herb for his efforts there, and of course everybody, you and Chuck, and everybody that's all hands on deck. They're helping, especially these kids, and it's just, you know, it's amazing what the organization does. So
yeah, and our most important factor here is the kitchen staff. They're feeding us well.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I noticed Chuck didn't lose a lot of weight when he went to these trips. So
I think he comes just to gain weight.
That may be.
I sure hope that. I hope Diane's not listening.
Ah, yeah, you're not watching your carbs, are you, Chuck? All right. Hey, listen, guys, we've got to go. We appreciate you calling in, Chuck, and talking to everybody out there in Ohio. And good luck to all the hunters today.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, John. All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Physically challenged bow hunters of America. Chuck Spohr, Maryland resident, president, friend of mine. Let's talk to Camo Preacher, and then we got to take a break. Good morning, Camo.
Hey,
how are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
Good.
Doing well. Calling to get into the November contest.
You are in.
And appreciate hearing the show this morning.
Well, you got it, buddy. Thank you.
Take care.
See
you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Baylinex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
All right, let's talk to Wesley there in Westminster, and then we got somebody on the 800 line, too. So, good morning, Wes. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself, Alan?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Of any websites that you go through independent of the candidate that would give you information on the candidate.
Wes, I can barely hear you. You're going to have to say it again.
All right. I wanted to know if you had any websites that you know of that are independent of the candidate that would give you information about the candidate.
You mean not their own websites? You could go to some of these political sites. I mean, gosh, there's real clear politics. There's redstate.com. There's probably a couple sites that can tell you about the candidates on the Democrat side as well. You can probably go to the Republican National Committee or the Democratic, whatever the Democratic National Committee is, and go on their websites, other than, you know, the candidates' websites themselves, you know?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, if you go to the candidates' website, you're going to hear them give the glaring, beautiful...
Well, sure, yeah. Yeah, exactly, so... But yeah, there's probably all kinds of voter information websites or something like that. You might want to just put that in your search engine, you know,
okay.
Something like that. So, but I mean, Real Clear Politics is one of them that I know of. I don't visit it that often, but I'm sure there's others out there as well. So,
well, I'll definitely give that one a look.
All right, buddy, sounds good. Thanks, Wes. See ya.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. There goes Wes. I've got to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. If you're on your way hunting this morning, you need to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors. They got everything for the rut. They do. They have scent control. They have all the scents that you want to use this time of year to attract deer. They've got all the bow hunting stuff. I mean, you've got the accessories for your bows, but they've got the broadheads and the bolts and all that stuff. Robin, I can't take a call in the air, sweetie. Sorry. They've got all the camo that you need from, like, Bandit and scent lock apparel and things like that. They've got crossbows from, you know, Raven to Excalibur to 10-point and more. Matthews compound bows. They've got firearms and ammunition. You know, waterfowl season coming up. That's coming up pretty quick. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, all the waterfowl calls and decoys and steel shot and gear and camo and all that stuff. All at Chesapeake Outdoors, located at Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island in Chester, Maryland. Now, I talked about that Browning a little earlier, that Browning X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. They have all of those at Clyde's Sport Shop. I looked at them the other day, as a matter of fact. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. And we talk about Browning. They're your full-line Browning dealer. The Hell's Canyon comes in three different models. The Speed, which is a little lighter, a little shorter. The Long Range, with a little longer barrel. And then the McMillan models come in a lot of different calibers for hunting. The AB3 Hunter is a good combo. I've looked at them. They come with a... a 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope made by Nikon. It's a Buckmaster on a either a synthetic or wood stock, 243, 308, 270, 7 REM mag, 300 Win mag, and others. And also then they've got the X-Bolt in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, an extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting rifle from Clyde Sports Shop. Those are the rifles I wanted to tell you about. Again, their phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 from Clyde's Sports Shop. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Doing well.
Dreary morning.
Yep.
First day of rabbit season.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Yep.
Anyway, I wanted to just basically say hi and get into the muzzleloader contest.
You're in it, buddy. You're in it. We got a rabbit on the cover of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly this time around. Charles Rodney, rabbit hunter. Fellas called in here from time to time. I took a great picture of him holding up a rabbit coming out of the briar patch the last day of the rabbit season up in Cecil County, and it made a good cover picture. So there you go. All right, buddy. Enjoy it. Thanks, Glenn. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Miss Fran, how are you, dear?
Yes, good morning. I'll be quick. Listen, I had to call in. They sound so precious on the hunt.
Oh, yes.
They're having the time of their life.
They are.
You know?
These kids are 11 to 13.
Oh, it's good to hear from Chuck, yep. And I hear from Dr. J and yep. All, and he sound like his old self. It was just great.
Good.
But listen, I just want to tell
you. I know you went on the hunt in Indiana last year.
Oh, yeah, I did go last
year.
Yeah. I still may go. This
good,
year,
good,
on my own,
good.
In the end, I've been thinking about it.
Good.
When it's a little bit colder, like in November.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll come out and be on the rut and I'll get one. But, you know, we'll see how that works.
See how that works, sure.
You know, but listen, I just want to say this, too. I'm not going to get into the voting. They've blanked off for everybody that registered, that wasn't registered. But I just want to touch base about money. Are we still doing Camo Day?
As far as I know.
Oh, okay.
Yep, as far as I know. I haven't announced it. I don't know that we've secured a date yet.
Uh-huh.
But we've got to do that, so, yep.
Okay, now one thing about Camo Day, I don't know if you can do this.
Blazing Camo Day.
Huh?
Blazing Camo Day.
Blazing Camo Day.
That's all right.
But you know what? I was thinking. You know, last week, you sounded a little concerned about that donate button.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what I was thinking?
What?
Robin is good at the crafts and all.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I thought would be kind of cute? I don't know if you could do it. If she'd make a little thing that has the donate button on it,
mm-hmm.
Camo Day, and you could push it when you drop your envelope in it, and it would make that little honk honk noise, you know. And you could hear that little honk honk all while we're there at Camo Day, and you would know that people were pushing that donate button.
I got you. That's pretty funny.
You know,
I like it. I like it.
You might be surprised what you get.
Never
know. Don't be depressed. Those kids and what you heard from them should encourage you because it's all
connected.
Oh,
it does. It does.
Because we can all be partially handicapped tomorrow, you know?
You're exactly right.
So I thought that would be fun. Everybody could prepare to bring a little donation on Camo Day.
That'd be great.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
Then.
Thanks, friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Great idea. Okay, we're going to run a couple commercials here, and we'll be right back to end it up.
Well, the rains are gone, and the sunshine is out this weekend, and breezy west winds out there, 15, 20 miles per hour today. Lots of sunshine this afternoon, and a high of 60 degrees today, upper 30s near 40 tonight, and sunshine Sunday with a high of 60. More rain back in the forecast for the new business week into Monday, Tuesday. Some half-inch rainfall totals possible Monday and Tuesday with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it.
Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville. Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner, and truck your accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or on your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Well, there's the music. We're going out fast. We're going out hot. Now you get out. You get out and stay safe.